Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Look at its fruit. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who provides His servants with goodly things and brings forth all kind of fruits for them. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow his guidance in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily, He, the Exalted, says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ My mercy encompasses all things, and I shall decree it for those who have taqwa of me and those who give zakat. أيها المؤمنون, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا Have you not seen that Allah sends down water from the sky, and we produce thereby fruits of various colors? So glory be to Him, for He is our Creator. And He is the wise manager of all of our affairs, and He is the one who has spread out and extended the earth and adorned it with flora, trees, and all forms of beautiful green vegetation, beautifying them therein with flowers and ladening them with fruits. And it is this, amongst other signs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directed us to look at and ponder upon when He mentions such signs in about 70 places in His book, amongst which He says, يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالنَّخِيلَ وَالْأَعْنَابِ وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتٍ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتًا لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ That He causes crops, olives, palm trees, grapes, and every kind of fruit to grow from you. Surely in that is a sign for those who reflect. So brothers and sisters, the various fruits that we partake in and we benefit from the various forms of vegetation and trees and flora, are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they indicate His perfect power, His complete knowledge, His all-encompassing wisdom and grace and rahmah, and anyone who contemplates upon them with the eyes of their hearts and looks upon them with this spiritual insight will come to behold this. And so from this, brothers and sisters, is that we should look at the various forms of vegetations and think about the fruits and pleasant scents of the flowers and the alignments of the parts of these forms of fruits and flowers and the harmony of the leaves of these forms of vegetation. And what should we say? We should be as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ That is Allah, your Lord. So blessed be Allah, the Rabb, the Lord, the Sustainer, the Cherisher of all the domains of existence in the Alameen. For there is not a leaf, brothers and sisters, that falls except with His knowledge and command. And nor does anything remain and abide in this world or come into being except with His permission. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ That no leaf falls, but He knows it. nor a grain in the darknesses of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, except, that is, it is in the clear book, O servants of Allah. When we're reflecting upon these signs of Allah, then reflecting upon forms of vegetation and trees means we shouldn't forget to reflect upon the palm tree. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this tree as a metaphor for his kalimatun tayyibah, the goodly word. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared the believers to the likes of the palm tree. And if you think about the palm tree, then it's beautiful in its outward shape and appearance. And its fruit that it bears thereby is good and beneficial. This is a fruit that we know very well. It is a fruit that we serve to our families and children, dates, that we present these dates as gifts to our neighbors, and we offer it in a form of hospitality to our guests. And this giving and partaking of dates is a very important Arab and Islamic custom and tradition that has been enshrined by the various traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that when guests would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would offer them plates of dates of various kinds. So brothers and sisters, we are in the season of harvesting dates. And part of that is to reflect upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to benefit from what is from them, but to also know that part of that is that we give from what we are given. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا مِن ثَمَرِهِ إِذَا أَثْمَرَ وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ, that eat of their fruit when they bear fruit and pay its due on the day of its harvest. So brothers and sisters, from this comes the ruling of giving zakat. And if a person is in a position to give zakat, if he's from those people who may own palm trees and is harvesting the fruits of dates from them, then they should know that if the dates were to reach approximately 540 kilograms, then he should give 5% of it, considering that these fruits, the dates, have been irrigated through financial cost. And the zakat that is to be given should be from the average quality of the dates, and it should be given to legitimate recipients, people who are worthy of receiving zakat. And if a person is not able to give the dates in kind, then there is a permissibility for him to give the equivalence of that in cash value to those who administer the zakat funds to distribute on their behalf. So brothers and sisters, let those who are in such a position not forget this obligation of giving zakat. And all of this is an embodiment of recognizing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that from a portion of blessings upon us, when we have such wealth to a certain degree, is that we recognize the rights of the poor and those who may be needy alongside us to this wealth, so that we circulate the wealth amongst us, so that it doesn't remain in this form of wealth polarization, so that the rich continue becoming rich and the poor continue becoming poor. That we be people who look after one another, that we be people who have a sense of community, people who have a sense of connectedness, a sense of togetherness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this understanding. May He give us this understanding of the blessings that He's given us, and that this blessing entails gratitude, which entails that we give from what we have been given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us and from you. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end to this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.